I put my notes. Well, I tell you, if brain farts had an odor, this booth would be uninhabitable. Ron? Okay. Good evening and welcome one and all to Where's the Line? I am Reverend Soke, sometimes mispronounced Suckett, but it's okay. We are here to share a snack and chit-chat about how much fun religion can be without crossing over the line into sin. You just don't need to cross the line, as we will demonstrate. We already have a bunch of people messaging in via Tweaker and iFace and whatnot with questions for Where's the Line with Reverend Soke. Our first message and question is coming in from Father Mutter from Xenia, Ohio. And he wants to know, how far can we go, Reverend? Can we touch the line? And the answer is no, Father. No, Father. To touch it would be to cross it. Look, people, it's very simple. It's very simple. Y'all can have as much fun as your tummy can take. You just can't cross the line of sin. As tempting as that tasty plate of fresh baked sin may appear, damnation and hellfire are saturating the very plate on which it is delivered unto you. Will we have a second caller? Okay, good. Sister Brutter calling in from Ravenna, Ohio. She wants to know, Reverend Soke, can we sniff the line? And the answer is yes, sister. You can get right down on both knees and sniff that line. You can back your donkey right up to the line, and you can walk your doggy along the line. You just can't cross the line. Hallelujah. Our next callers in are a brother Ed and a brother Ant from Cleveland, Ohio. They want to know what denomination I am. Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist. The people, therein lies the problem. The spiritual economy is going right down the shitter. The operating costs of salvation are through the roof. But most concerning is this. Our youth are confused, and it's our fault, people. Mixed messages. We need to downsize these factions. Stop with the my God's dick is bigger than your God's bologna sandwiches. My friends, we need to hand out some spiritual pink slips and downsize before we have to file chapter 11, verse 23. Skidoo, can I get an amen? Might need to cut this rant short. My spidey senses are picking up the pungent scent of sin. At first I thought it might have been that divine scent coming from the pulled pork kiosk on 5th and Euclid, but that was just a distraction. A den of sin is in full swing somewhere near us now, and I must do my best to be there for the fallen when they mutter, "Where's the line?" Peace out, bitches.